Reizlein, wenn ich kham los, ich schei, mein Schnee Rift gewesen, mein Schnee Israel, ist das so schlimm, mein Schnee, mein Schnee, mein Malcolm, mein Bruch was sar Malcolm, mein Trietzig Ben Fagel, Dina, ist das for all those in and around Eretz Israel. Okay, so today we are starting a new simon, simon Reishit Beis, shei Iker Poites HaTafel. So, although it's only two sifrim over here, it's a very important topic, a little bit extensive. We'll go through the Mechaber, the Ramah, Mishabura, and then maybe we'll try to do a summary, right? So over here, we're talking about certain times when you're eating two foods, and one is an ikker, one is a tuffel. You only have to make one bracha. You only make, even if there are two different brachas, if they were eaten individually, if you're only eating one or the other, you only make the bracha on one, and that's the ikker, and you make the bracha on that, and it patters, you know, does not require a separate bracha for the tuffel. One thing's important to understand, it's not that the tuffel doesn't have a chiyuv and a bracha. The tuffel has a chiyuv and a bracha, right? Asal, many times we've said this, asal hanes ma'ilam hazeh, without a bracha. So the tuffel needs a bracha, except what we're saying is that because it's a tuffel to the ikker, even though the tuffel is a different bracha than the ikker patters it, the bracha that you made on the ikker. So you have a cracker with a little cream cheese on it. If you're eating cream cheese alone, you'd have to make a shakal on the cream cheese. You're eating the cracker alone, you have to make a mezainis on the cracker. So the cream cheese needs a bracha, except what we're saying is in this halacha that because it is a tuffel to the cracker, the mezainis patters the cream cheese as well. It's not that you're eating it without a bracha. It's just important to note when we start trying to understand this. So again, like I said, let's start going through this. It'll probably take us a couple of days, and then we will try to summarize what the main Kolam are over here, but let's first see it inside. It says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Kol shehu ikker ve'imay tveila, anything that is the ikker, and with it is a tuffel, so, perish, dava bilti nechshav, it's not chashav in the realm of this as a combination. Mevarech ala ikker, you make the bracha on the ikker, and it's a poites ha'tveila, patters the tuffel. Bein mi bracha shalaf now. Bein mi bracha shalachra, doesn't need a bracha for now, but doesn't need a bracha lachra. Loi meboya me ikka ma'urav im ha'tafel, doesn't make a difference if the ikker is mixed together with the tafel. Ela fila, and this is interesting, we'll have to see how this actually plays out and if everyone agrees with this. Afilo kol echad levadai. Even if I'm eating an ikker and a tafel, but they're not mixed together. Okay, so we'll have to see how this plays out. Still, when the tuffel is coming only because of the ikker, and even though I'm eating them separately, I would only have to make a brach on the ikker. So let's pause over here and let's see the Mishabura on this. Ime ikka me'urav kegoin. Kol taruv v'shnei minim. Anytime you have two minim put together. She'echad ikker. One is the main thing. V'sheini ani ba'elo l'saknar l'achshir, right? The second one is only coming in order to improve the ikker, right? So the cream cheese on the cracker is coming to improve the cracker. It's not coming on its own. Oi, now, so far, that's simple. Have an ikker, have a tuffel, make the bracha on the ikker. Says the Mishabura, and we've learned this already, but now this is where the topic really plays out. I have filish shnei mikarim. Let's say I have two things. That's an ikker. So I'm having crackers with lox. I want the lox. I want the cracker. They're both ikkarim. Ela she'echad meruba michaveh, right? Haray v'ya ikar. So whenever you have a case that you have two ikarim, and we had this early on, the case of the beer that was mixed with wine, right? So you have two ikarim in it. I go after the rive, so the rive becomes the ikar. K'may shekatzav siman reish ches siv zayin, as we learned way back in siman reish ches. V'afilu kol min v'min oimim b'fnei atzmei v'nikar, even though that they're both obvious. It's not that sort of they're blended in and you don't no longer see it. So I made a soup and there's some tuffel that's mixed into there to enhance the flavor of the soup. But I see each one, right? Nami basarai baslinan. So like I said, I have the rice cake or the cracker with lox on it. I see both. They're both ikarim and they're both obvious. I still go after the right. But okay. The Purim, shemarakhin, shumshim, bedvash, they take these sesame seeds and they fry it up with honey. There's also pieces of nuts, walnuts mixed in. I'm sorry, almonds mixed into it. Kol sharoiv, I'm sorry, walnuts. Kol sharoiv shumshim, but it's mostly sesame. You make the bracha on the sesame, which is priyadama. Umiyu, says the Shavur, calls that dafka, v'shashnayim hu davachashiv. They're both davachashiv. But im echam hem ain a davachashiv, what happens if one of them is not a chashiv? Av shuroi, batahu legabi miyut, hachashiv hu ikar. So that if there's a miyut, but it's a tuffle, then, I'm sorry, if there's a raiv, but the raiv is a tuffle, then you still make the bracha on the ikar. So let's say I took a cracker and I put a lot of cream cheese on it. That by volume, there's more cream cheese than there is cracker, right? So I make the mezainis on the cracker because the cracker is the ikar. So there's two separate cases over here. There is the case where I have an ikar and a tuffle, then it doesn't make a difference, which is raiv. Even if the ikar is the raiv, even if the ikar is the miyut, I still make the bracha on the ikar. When I have two ikarim, two primary items, then I go after the right. But I in simmerish dal tzif yud beis umashik sabin sham v'da. You should know. Now here's going to be another tweak to the rule. The bechameshes mina dagin. When we're talking about the chameshes mina dagin, kaimel alel b'simmerish ches. We already learned the simmerish ches. The ma'urvinim shar minim. If they're mixed with other thing, afil hem amiyot. Even if they are the minority in it. Kol shenitim batav shalatam, but they're put into this dish that you're eating for flavor. Azlinim basrei mevarach aliboyer minim mezaynis levad. When nifta tarubas arrive, automatically becomes a mezaynis. So, just to clarify this again, we've had this a number of times. When it comes to chameshes mina dagim, they are the chameshes mina dagim is always the ikar, except if it's not there for flavor, if it's there just for binding or thickening purposes. That's the only time that it's not an ikar. But if these chameshes minim dagim mixed into it, even if it's the miyot, chameshes minim dagim always becomes the roiv. Chameshes minim dagim nachshavim leikar tamid. The minim dagim is always a ikar. Now we're going to have to think about it. If I put croutons into my soup, does the soup become mezainis or not? That's one of the things that we're going to have to try to figure out and discuss. Right. So that is a chameshes minim dagim, and it's a miyot. But does that now pater? I make a mezainis, and that pot is the whole soup. We'll have to talk about that. Ach, ovad im yesh behem mamish. However, this rule that the chameshes mina dagen, if it was put in for flavor, is always derived, it actually has to be in there. Aval im erev kemach b'mayim har b'kolkach shirach kadeh shiroi l'shtiyo b'var shakl. If you put some flour into a liquid where it still remains very liquidy, such a small amount, even if it's there for flavor, that's the other exception. But in general, once you have mezainis in there, the mezainis becomes the ikar. So then the mechaber said kolachem bevadai, even if they're separate. Bein she'oichel ikar batafel bebas achah, even if whether you're eating them together. Bein she'oichel ikar tchilo batafel achah. Kach kelakame, as we'll see soon. This that even if they're separate, I always make the bracha only on the ikar. That is assuming that either I eat them together or I eat the ikar first. If I eat the tafel first, even though it's a tafel to ikar, we'll see shortly. Obviously, the ikar bracha cannot pater the tuffle, since now I'm eating the tuffle first, and I would be nehana ma'el mazeh without a bracha. Okay, let's go back to the mechaber. Va'afilu pas, even bread, shu chashiv mikol. Now, bread is the highest level food, as we said. Hamaitzi trumps everything. Im hu tuffle, if the bread is a tuffle, we'll have to see what this means. Kigoin. She'oichel dog maliach, you're eating salty fish. Va'oichel pas imai kadei shalei ezikani begroinai. You're eating the bread in order that it shouldn't hurt your throat. So here it's very important. We have to make sure we follow this closely. We just said that once something is chameshes mina dagin, it always becomes the ikar, right? So why all of a sudden I bring down a case over here that if I'm eating bread, the bread can become a tuffle? This has to be that I'm eating this fish or something else, and Mishabru will discuss this further. I'm eating this fish or something else where I totally don't want the bread. I am only eating the bread so that it shouldn't hurt my throat. Then the bread can become a tuffle. Mevarach al adag, you make a bracha on the fish. You point this a pas kevish you tuffle. You would make the bracha on the fish, and you would make a shakel on the fish, and you would pat to the bread, which is a tuffle. Let's see Mishabur on this. Shoyich adag milich. Kigoyim. So the Mishabur is going to explain this case. Shoyichal davim masak. You ate something sweet, and then you want to have a salty fish. Lahafik amasikas to get away. It's too sweet. It's too sweet in your mouth. Now you just add something very sweet. If you eat something very salt, you're concerned it's going to hurt your throat. Therefore, I eat bread with it. Aval ein a toyev klal lechel pas. You have no interest in eating bread at all. L'chein haba pas tofu. Therefore, the pas tofu. Now, the Charetzian says that this description, this story that the Mishaburah gave us, that I first ate sweet, and then I'm eating a salty, and I'm worried that it's going to hurt me, the Mishaburah is using that extreme case, because that, according to everybody in that case, would be a tofu, the bread. I have no interest in bread. He says, but there are shitas that would hold, even if I didn't eat the sweet first, but I'm eating the bread only because the fish is too salty and it's going to hurt me to eat it alone, but I have no interest in the bread. If you also desire the bread, even though you're eating with the fish, herring in pas, it's common that we eat herring with bread. So you have a herring on a cracker. That is not considered a tofu, even though you would prefer the herring. So Shabbos by Kiddush, you want to have a piece of herring, and you don't like the herring plain. But your ikar is, if you weren't having herring, you would not have the cracker. However, once you're eating the cracker with it, you're enjoying the cracker as well, right? Then, of course, it remains a mezainis, and you don't have to make a bracha on the fish. The mezainis pot is the fish. This that was saying that bread or chamesh aminim can become a tofel is when you totally have no interest in that bread. But tzarich l'aruch ha'amayit, so you pipe to some aliyah. You'd have in that case, you'd have to make a, you'd have to make the hamaitzi or mezainis if you're using a cracker. Kevin shu tofel, but filik shalei ha'isa tofel l'fana b'shas echilas ha'ikr. Even if you the fish was not there. So at the time that you ate the tofel, right? I'm sorry. At the time that you ate the ikr, the tofel was not in front of you. As long as that was your mind. That goes back to the halachas of shinim makam. You have to eat it in the same place. Avol. If it's not usually the way you eat it. So you ate this fish, and normally you eat the fish alone. But after you ate the fish, you realize your throat's hurting you. Then you would have to, because you didn't have in mind the patrit. As I said, this goes back to the gamma we gave. The tuffle requires a bracha too, right? It's just that the bracha on the ikr pat is a tuffle. But if at the time that I ate the ikr, and now I'm eating the tuffle afterwards only because I ate the ikr, right? So if I had in mind, or if that's the way that I always eat it, then great. Then I go ahead and I don't have to make the bracha on the tuffle. But if at the time that I ate it, I did not have in mind it, and it's not something I usually do, and then you decide to eat the tuffle, of course you have to make a bracha on the tuffle. Ach oz bevarach al tuffle rak shahakel. Dak aponim tuffle hu umafse brachasi yikars. Then, however, in such a case, you'd make a shahakel. So here is an interesting point that we can't just gloss over. What the Mishaburah is telling us, that whenever I have a case that I have an ikar and a tuffel, and because of, let's say, a reason like this, when I ate the ikar, right, I did not have in mind that I was going to eat the tuffel. I didn't know about it. After I ate the ikar, I decided to eat a tuffel to it, right? Then I have to make a bracha on the tuffel. But Shabrua tells us, and we'll see, this is, not everybody agrees with this, then the bracha on the tuffel is automatically shahakel. I still have to make a bracha on it because the bracha on the ikr did not patr because I didn't have it in mind. I didn't even know it was coming at the time that I made the bracha on the ikr. I didn't expect to eat it. So I'm going to have to make a bracha. But it's still a tuffel. Therefore, no matter what bracha it is, I might see all the way down to Adama, I would only make a shahakel. That is the shita that Mishaburah is bringing down over here. We're going to discuss this further. So again, so we understand this. When I'm making a bracha on an ikr, and I did not patter the tuffle for whatever reason it is, because I didn't have a mind, I didn't know it was coming, whatever reason it is, I did not patter the tuffle, and then I eat the tuffle afterwards, according to Mishaburah over here, we have to make a shahakel on that tuffle. We'll see this further in the Ramah. What happens if I eat the tuffle first? So remember I said that if I eat the tuffle first, I have to make a bracha on the tuffle. Then I make a shakel. It's not part from the bracha you're making after. You always got to make the bracha before. He does not get the main bracha. Let's finish up this Mishaburah. Hanusi, I'm not sure what it is, but some sort of grass, a growth that they, it's called cheves, he says over here. I'm not sure what it is. You eat it after the wine in order to sweeten the wine that you drank already. And you don't have to make a bracha. It's a tuffle to the wine, And therefore, the bracha on the wine path is who a din kachinos a sham mask and teichasuda. You ate other drinks. You're eating it lamatik hashtia. It sort of retroactively sweetens the drink. Ain't such bracha mishum to bichs alechem patartan. The bracha on the mitzi path. A mashkin tafel alechem. Anusi lamashka. Since the whole mashka, you don't have to make a bracha on because that was tafel to the mitzi. The anusi is a tafel to the mashka. So, thus, like the mashka was pata. You don't have to make a bracha on other things. So it's a tafel, so to speak, to the tafel, and therefore you don't have to make another bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amir Tz Hashem, we will continue in this tomorrow.